The obvious repair, once you've watched Merit get gamed, is to measure more. Don't rank people on one number. Look at the whole person. The grades and the essay and the interview, the leadership, the character. It feels like the grown-up answer. It is also how you get a coaching industry for each new thing you decided to measure. Last time we hit a wall. Any filter for competence can be gamed, and the only ungameable selection is the one that filters for nothing. The natural response is to make the filter richer, more dimensions, more nuance, harder to fake. This episode is why that doesn't work. And the reason is precise. It isn't that we picked the wrong dimensions, it's that all of them sit still. Take the richest fixed definition of merit we've actually built, holistic admissions. Don't reduce a person to a score, weigh everything. And the result was an arms race on every front at once. Essay consultants, curated extracurriculars, the carefully manufactured, well-rounded teenager. Coaching reliably lifts the measured score without lifting the thing it was supposed to measure. Each dimension you add is one more thing the people with resources can prepare for and the people without can't. The whole person became a whole person checklist. Fine, measure judgment, not just knowledge. Surely that's harder to fake. Partly true. Situational judgment tests do predict real performance and the effect holds across settings, but the size of it is about a third on the usual scale. Useful, not ungameable. And the moment a test like that becomes the gate, the preparation grows up around it the same way it always does. A better dimension is still a dimension with a prize sitting on it. Here's the most hopeful version. Maybe variety itself is the fix, a wide, mixed group outreasons a narrow room of experts. Helene Landamore makes exactly that case for opening selection up. It may well be right, but the theorem people quote to prove it, diversity trumps ability, has been picked apart by mathematicians who showed it holds only under fragile, convenient assumptions. The hope is real, the proof isn't. Don't build the flaw out of it. So step back and ask what all of these fixes share. Goodhart's law isn't one failure, it's a catalogue. The proxy ignores what it left out, it snaps at the extremes, and worst, the ablest people game it best. Now notice the thread running through every entry. Each one assumes a target that holds still long enough to be studied. Holistic, multi-factor, judgment, diversity, every one of them fixed. And you can always learn a target that stands still. That's the thing the failures have been pointing at the whole time. The problem was never that our definition of merit was too narrow. We widened it as far as it would go. The problem is that it stands still. A fixed definition, however rich, is a target, and a target that doesn't move can be studied, prepared for, and captured by whoever can afford the studying. Every repair so far has changed what we measure. Not one of them changed the single property the gamers actually depend on, that you can know, ahead of time, what's going to count, which finally puts a name to the missing move. Not a better definition of merit, not more dimensions bolted on, a definition that doesn't sit still, one you can't study in advance because it isn't fixed until the moment it's used. It sounds like a dodge or a trick. It is neither. It's the one property none of the fixes had. Next, what it actually means to let the definition move.